Chapter 12. Atticus and Alan and Alyssa and Alberta and Ajax and Abdul haven't been seen in 4 nights. Then Augusta and Alejandro don't come back after Alphonse disappears, and Mama has not been spotted by anyone, even once. The only reason they know that something awful hasn't happened to her is that twice when they return at the end of the night, there is a piece of bruised fruit under the mulberry bushes, and both times it is tied with a bow made from a strand of spaghetti. 2 days later, when the full moon begins to roll up the sky to let the sun peek over the hills, only Antonio and Amlet and Apple Blossom wait in the meeting place under the mulberry hedge. Apple Blossom's forehead scrunches up, and her eyes get cloudy as they fill with tears. It's just the three of us now. Amlet slips his head out of the leaves to look out into the grass, which he knows is dangerous in the low light. He doesn't see anyone coming. What do you think happened to everybody? He chews on a scrap of sticky stuff that he found flattened on the cement, and then answers his own question. They moved on. That's what's happened. Apple Blossom's whole body tenses. But I don't understand why. We're family. Antonio's voice is sad. We can't keep coming back to this mulberry hedge. Animals can smell us. Amlet, you were right. The others have moved on, and we're making a mistake by not following. Amlet suddenly gets stubborn. Well, what if I don't want to move on? What if I want to ride on Mama's back? What if I want to work on my performances? What if I want us to put on a show? Apple Blossom looks at Amlet and tries her best to sound hopeful. Just the three of us could run through the acting exercises. We could still workshop a scene. Amlet's voice is but a whisper. I'm not acting right now. My sadness is real. Antonio scratches an itchy spot on the top of his head. Apple Blossom knows he does this when he's thinking hard. Finally, he says, we have to accept that it's just us now, and who knows how long that will even last. Apple Blossom answers, forever. That's how long. You two are my brothers forever. Antonio sighs, but we are solitary animals. That's how it works. Apple Blossom looks down at her hands as if something important is happening there. Finally, she stops staring at her thumbs and asks, says who? We don't have to be solitary if we don't want to be solitary. Amlet looks at Antonio. Can you explain what solitary is again? Antonio is, as always, patient. It means just one. It means solo. Apple Blossom's eyes filled with liquid. I don't see why we can't be solo together. Antonio doesn't have an answer. Amlet chimes in. Why can't we meet up at the end of every night? What's the harm in that? We can look for food on our own, then come back here when we are done. Antonio takes a long time to answer. We can for now. Amlet and Apple Blossom both let out sighs of relief. But we need to be extra careful. Three of us together means it's more difficult to find a safe place to sleep, and we're getting bigger all the time. We can't rely on what has worked before. Apple Blossom looks at her brothers. It's true that they are all growing fast. Their bellies are large, and their tails are now so long. But instead of pointing this out, she says, of course, Antonio, we don't need to sleep in that old umbrella. We'll find a new place. Amlet nods in agreement. Whatever you say, Antonio, that's how we'll do it. The three possums waste no time. They find a drain pipe that looks dry and they crawl inside as Antonio leads the way. But a brown snake has already claimed the spot, and the reptile makes an awful face. He sticks his purple tongue out and hisses in their direction. No vacancy! He gets his message across. The possums scurry and take refuge inside an old tire that has been abandoned under the ivy on the hillside. They huddle next to one another in a cozy ball. The sun is cracking the horizon when Apple Blossom whispers to her brothers, there was room for all of us in that drain pipe, even with the snake there. But if you're not wanted, there's no amount of space that will make a difference. And Antonio and Amlet agree.